like open doors. Leading you down into my core. Will I become so numb? Without a soul. My spirit sleeping somewhere cold. Until you find me, bury me in that home.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Wake up.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, December 4th, 2011, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. We have serious business to address today. We're going to focus on the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act and what that means for those of us in America, or what purports to be America. Interesting. There's a story over at Wired.com. That's one of my favorite stories on this that I've seen. And this is a subject, obviously, that's been in discussion for quite some time now. It's a topic it's a hot topic lately, I suppose you could say. This is not a new issue, but things just kind of seem to keep escalating.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Says quite a bit right there. And there's a picture of an internment camp, and below it it says, here's the best thing that can be said about the new detention powers the Senate has tucked into next year's defense bill. They don't force the military to detain American citizens indefinitely without a trial. They just let the military do that. And even though the leaders of the military and the spy community have said they want no such power, the Senate is poised to pass its bill as early as tonight. This was back on the 1st again. There are still changes swirling, it says in this article, but this looks like the basic shape of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act. Someone the government says is, quote unquote, a member of or part of Al-Qaeda or an associated force can be held in military custody without trial. This is a quote, without trial until the end of the hostilities authorized by the authorization for use of military force, end quote. Those hostilities are currently scheduled to end the Wednesday after never is kind of a joke. And there's a link there to another article titled End the 9/11 Era on Wired's Danger Room as well. The move would shut down criminal trials for terror suspects. And it says, but far more dramatically, the detention mandate to use indefinite military detention in terrorism cases isn't limited to foreigners. It's confusing because two different sections of the bill seem to contradict each other. But in the judgment of the University of Texas, Robert Chesney, a nonpartisan authority on military detention, quote, U.S. citizens are included in the grant of detention authority. So, just as a brief aside, we'll just kind of jump off right here. Look at what has look at what has happened with folks from Yemen in particular after 9/11, which is a dramatically more tyrannical and dramatized example of the Japanese internment camps during World War II here in America. We have offshore camps, basically, with Gitmo and places like that. We've heard about places like Abu Ghraib, for example, and others. Let's just focus on Gitmo and the Yemeni detainees, for instance. Most of those folks, the vast majority, have been held for years against their will, obviously, without charge, because of exactly what we're talking about here, because of the NDAA and the situation around it in a post 9/11 DHS FEMA world, or in a post 9/11 DHS FEMA America. Really, it is the world, though, at large, because as I've talked about on previous broadcasts, when the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, can go hopscotching around the globe, extraditing folks at will virtually anywhere on the planet, then is it really federal, and is it really just limited to America? Of course not. So we've talked in the past about how pieces of legislation like this allow for extradition of foreign nationals, for example, also for the spy community in particular at large to go after American nationals and extradite them. And this is just one more arrow in the quiver of tyranny, really. So what the point of the aside was, what we've seen happen, and I've said this before, other hosts have said this, we've been saying this for years, this is where it's headed. What we can expect is exactly what we've seen happen to the Yemeni detainees, again, most of whom have been held against their will, obviously, and without charge, held without charge, in places like Guantanamo Bay, for years now, under just the premise of suspicion. Well, you know, they might be. It might be this, might be that. No proof. No habeas corpus, obviously. And this is what we can expect here. And this is not, these are not surprising developments. This is exactly to be expected, unfortunately. I've mentioned several quotes, including James Madison from the Federalist Papers, for example. Federalist okay now? We have a problem there for a second. I mentioned quotes okay, let's try this again. I was saying I've mentioned several times quotes from folks like James Madison, for example, on the fact that this what we see happening right before our very eyes is what Madison pronounced the very definition of tyranny. Scary stuff. I'll get into some of the quotes shortly, though. So back to the piece over at Wired.com's Danger Room. And again, this piece, we're starting here talking about the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act and the developments that go along with it. And the piece over at Wired.com's Danger Room is titled, Senate Wants the Military to Lock You Up Without Trial. That's quite a title. And it's unbelievable. This is America. This is happening right before our very eyes. So, continuing with the article, it says an amendment that would limit military detentions to people captured overseas failed on Thursday afternoon. The Senate soundly defeated a measure to strip out all the detention provisions on Tuesday. So despite the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of right to trial, and of course, again, habeas corpus, which we've seen come under fire for years now, directly under fire, posse comitatus and so forth, directly under fire. The Senate bill will let the government lock up any citizen it swears is a terrorist without the burden of proving its case to an independent judge, and for the lifespan of an amorphous war that conceivably will never end. And because the Senate is using the bill that authorizes funding for the military as its vehicle for this dramatic constitutional claim, it's pretty likely to pass. Exactly. Just as it has been in previous years. It would be one thing if the military was clamoring for the authority to become the nation's jailer. But to the contrary, and see, this is a little good cop, bad cop maneuver. This is nonsense. And so don't believe the shell game that's being played here. It says Defense Secretary Leon Panetta opposes the maneuver. So does CIA Director David Petraeus, who usually commands defense from senators in both parties. Commands deference from senators in both parties. Pretty much every security official has lined up against the Senate detention provisions, from Director of National Intelligence James Clapper to FBI Director Robert Mueller, who worry that they'll get in the way of FBI investigations of domestic terrorists. President Obama has promised to veto the bill. But see, all of this showmanship really is no different than what I've described in British Parliament in broadcasts in the past. You know, if you watch the British Parliament when it's televised, it's the American Congress, you know, a couple hundred years advanced or accelerated. And you can tell it's nothing but good theater over there. I mean, really, there's no real discussion, no real opposition. I've talked at length about how this process really works. The discussions in cloakrooms and, you know, clandestine meetings in Congress, for example, these are things that most people are completely unaware of. There is very little that, if anything, that isn't completely scripted by the time it hits the floors of Congress and televised on C-SPAN. It's just showmanship. And this, what I'm reading here, is exactly the same thing. When we hear that Panetta and Petraeus and Mueller, Clapper, and so forth oppose the bill, it's showmanship. And of course, you have to have this other side to have this dialectical conflict, because we're talking about things that should never be an issue. This should never be an issue, because history proves time and time again, when you go down this path, nothing good happens. I'll give you a quote. I'll give you my favorite excerpt by Madison from Federalist number 47 in a minute on that, because I think it validates the point. When you listen to the founding fathers of America, you're listening to folks that had a command of
what happened, man. You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We are discussing the the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, and focusing initially on the article by Spencer Ackerman over at Wired.com's Danger Room. And just a little background: Spencer Ackerman is Danger Room's senior reporter based out of Washington D.C., and he's written extensively on this kind of issue. Some of the articles that are linked at the bottom of this article, this is real stuff that's happening in America. It's hard to make light of it because it really is a grave and serious issue that is developing before our very eyes here in America. Whenever this comes up, I'll give you those links in a second. Whenever this kind of subject matter comes up, I'm always reminded of R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government, and that's a book to look up. More people have been killed in the 20th century than over the course of modern history, almost, immemorial, so to speak, by the hands of government, and really in the name of democracy. If you read his book, it's a fascinating study on it. He has the numbers to corroborate his research. So That's always something that I like to mention. But the articles that are linked here are, here are the titles of five of them. Pentagon mashes up rule of law, detainee offices, coming soon, Guantanamo Bay reality TV. It would be perhaps funny if it weren't true, I suppose. Goodbye Dolphin Tale, Hello Gitmo, Pentagon premieres terror trial movies is another one. Pentagon isn't hot for new law to bless Al-Qaeda war is another one. And the last one is, was killing Al-Qaeda's YouTube preacher illegal? So those are some interesting headlines. And again, this some of this might be humorous if it weren't shockingly coming to fruition. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, we have this dialectical conflict that's taking place in game theory fashion. And people are being manipulated, as I've said in previous broadcasts. This is why this is so important. You have game theory and crowdsourcing being used together scientifically to get people talking about these things and move something down the line of progression, getting from point A to point Z, so to speak, using the dialectical conflict model. And again, game theory and crowdsourcing are part of that. And you get people talking about stuff. And as I said, suddenly we're talking about something that never should have been discussed, let alone an issue or anything of that nature. I've said many times on previous broadcasts, I believe the devil has one weapon and one alone, and all others stem from it. And that one weapon is the power of suggestion. And that's really how this works. That's at the heart of it, that's really how this works. You put a suggestion out, you get the little hen pen talking about it, and suddenly we're acting on it. That's how this works. It's really just that simple. Power of suggestion. I think if you read and believe the Bible, I think that's supported unequivocally. You know, you look in the garden, the devil makes a suggestion. Yea, hath God said. That's all. Just a suggestion. Doesn't do anything. In the book of Job, suggestion. Have you considered my servant Job, God says, and he says, yeah, well, you know, Job only serves you because. Is that fact? It's a suggestion. When Jesus is in the wilderness, same thing, suggestion. If you are the Son of God, implying that he's not, suggestion. Same thing here. All we have to do is just start talking about it, and then that's the foot in the door, and the next thing you know, there's a boot on your neck. How this works. I said I'd get to the quotes from Madison. My favorite quote on this kind of thing is from Federalist number 47, the consolidation of powers. This is not a good thing. Lord Acton was right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. From the Federalist number 47, James Madison's words, he said, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether one of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. And this was supposed to be one of the underpinnings of the Constitution, the federal Constitution. The point here being this consolidation of unilateral authority and power is a very dangerous thing. We need to be very serious. I'll give you some other quotes from Madison on this issue that are more direct and to the point right after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
All right, let me give you a couple of quotes, and we'll go to the phones real quick, and then we'll get back on topic. But like I said, James Madison is one of my favorite founding fathers on this subject. Fourth U.S. president, as we would commonly maybe remember him. But he had many, many words on this subject. One of those was in a speech at the Constitutional Convention, and I think this fits perfectly. Listen to this. In time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. Now, I have done several shows on this subject, including things like Senate Report 93-549, which has much to say about this issue. So, we won't get into that right now, but suffice it to say, this is not virgin territory. This is not an unknown subject. Anyway, So from the speech, in time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. Constant apprehension of war has the same tendency to render the head too large for the body. A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. Listen to this. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. Among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite a war whenever a revolt was apprehended. Throughout all Europe, the armies kept up under the pretext of defending, having enslaved the people. And how large is the budget? Just the above board budget, not the black budget stuff, but how big is the budget of the American military industrial complex these days? $1 trillion a year defense budget, virtually. Does that not fit the moniker that James Madison had elucidated in his speech at the Constitutional Convention? In this instance, a standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. And we've done shows on the fact that what calls itself the executive branch is a complete misnomer. Really, where the power is in this country is the fourth branch that we don't learn about, the administrative branch, that is an offshoot, allegedly, of the executive branch. It really isn't. It's a quasi-branch that exists in nowhere land that includes all of the agencies, all of the alphabet soups under the sun. When you ask people, you know, you learn about the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government in school, right? Right? Okay. Executives what? Well, the office of the president. Sure. Generally speaking, great. Judicial is what? Supreme Court, generally speaking. Sure. And legislative is what? Congress, generally speaking, right? Sure. Okay. Where does the Social Security Administration fit? Where does DHS fit? Where does FEMA fit? Where does the IRS fit? FBI, CIA, DOD, on and on and on and on and on. The alphabet soups, where do they fit? Do you see those? You see those mentioned anywhere in the Constitution or outlined or anything? No. Hamilton, one of my least favorite, probably my least favorite founding father, is considered the father of the administrative father of modern administration. If you're interested, William and Westall Willoughby are his progeny, I suppose, and the founders of what we call the modern administrative state in America. So William Willoughby is someone to research on that subject. Anyway, what James Madison said is that not what's happening here? A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. Is that not what's happening here? Whom do we fear? Whom do we fear on this planet with a $1 trillion military industrial complex, $1 trillion a year military industrial complex that can spy on anyone at will at any time? It happens every day. We see it with, you know, the CIA flying drones and the DOD flying drones on parts of the world that we should have little concern for. Why is this happening? And now we need to spy on ourselves, which is, it's already been happening anyway for years. Most people don't know about that. The network is based in Round Rock, Texas. You've heard lots of stories from Texas, for example, about, you know, sheriff departments lobbying to fly drones and technology being, it's the top down, bottom up vice that Gary Allen wrote about in None Dare Call a Conspiracy. You know, FEMA is pushing this stuff. DHS and FEMA pushing this technology from the top, and folks at the ground level, in law enforcement and, the sheriff's departments in particular, hearing about this kind of stuff, wow, that'd be cool. And, you know, it's always fun. Look, this would save you time and money, and we'll donate it anyway. Shoot, why not do it? Heck yeah, that's great. That's how it starts. This is why we're recruiting from the military largely into law enforcement, because they're practicing. That's why I keep pointing to the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, titled NATO in Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. That's a part of the reason for the testing. It's a training ground for these guys that come back, and then here we are, staged for domestic tyranny with the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act continuing in that line of creeping encroachment. So I think, again, Madison's words, the means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. That says it all. As he said, among the Romans, it was a standing maxim to excite a war whenever a revolt was apprehended. That is a Machiavellian concept that is used almost without exception, and definitely used in modern history. How many times have we heard the CIA being responsible for coups over the course of the latter half of the 20th century? Just about every time you hear something happen in some foreign land and someone got excited and there was an overthrow, a coup, almost without exception, the CIA is involved, and sometimes directly. And usually the vacuum causes something bad to happen. Their guy is installed, and what comes after is worse than what was there before. Chile in the 70s Chile was a good example. Salvador Allende was unseated in a CIA-led coup, and Augusto Pinochet was installed, and that country hasn't seen tyranny, the likes of which was worse than Pinochet. This is what happens every time. And it's tragic and unfortunate, but this is what we can expect here in America. I think that's about enough. You can read the piece for yourself. I'll link the article that I mentioned, the text of the bill, and links to the quotes from Madison, including Federalist number 47. But let's go to the phones. I guess we lost David. Sorry, David. Let's grab Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Good afternoon. You go down so many different rabbit holes. But the last item you mentioned there about the military, you know, basically going on a rampage worldwide. And isn't that what they're doing? Isn't that the definition of criminally insane?
I think so. Absolutely.
You know? And as I say, you know, somebody has to be held accountable. And ultimately, the buck stops with the president and his whole executive around him.
I like the fact that you always bring that up. I think you're absolutely right.
You know, and as I say, people have to wake up with what the happened on order of the leadership. What happened, what the militaries are doing right around the world, they're going to raise so much animosity against any American, you know, that it won't
absolutely
be safe for any kind of an American to travel anywhere abroad. But that just is only is one aspect. But with
absolutely
the weapons technology, you know, the United States and North America is not anymore a fortress, you know, surrounded by oceans. That does not apply anymore today with the technology.
Right, and that's being scripted. I mean, I've mentioned before how the National Intelligence Council is spearheading a study called Global Trends. The latest report I'm aware of is Global Trends 2025, and they're working in concert with some of the major think tanks like RAND and some others, but they keep telling us that we should expect U.S. hegemony to come down, and you know, they talk about Russo-Sino powers and India and the rise of some of these countries, but we know the term parity is used a lot. But the point is, like you said, you know, this wall is coming down, and that's being scripted. It's scary stuff. One of the things I wanted to mention to you, you know, speaking of, you know, this psychopathic behavior, there was an article over the Toronto Star on November 23rd of this year titled "Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths." Did you see that?
No, look, I'm not that well read, and when I read, I don't go the usual trails of reading.
Understand. You'll find this interesting based on your remarks. That again, the title was "Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths." Folks can find it at thestar.com. I'll probably throw a link into this to this article in the archives. But it started out, given the state of the global economy, it might not surprise you to learn that psychopaths may be controlling the world. Not violent criminals, but corporate psychopaths who nonetheless have a genetically inherited biochemical condition that prevents them from feeling normal human empathy. And they go on and on. There's a study that's linked in there and some research and things, but it's a fascinating article. It seems to corroborate what you said, though.
Well, you know, when you breed livestock, you try to breed the traits out, you know, the animals that are overly aggressive, that don't fit into the herd.
Right. Right. You know? I had a friend on a couple of years ago now, I think it was two or three, maybe even 3 years ago, who actually pointed out the fact that genocide, there's a slow genocide that's taking place, and part of it includes the element that you just mentioned, breeding out the brave, courageous warrior class. And one of the ways you do that is you keep sending that group of people to war in a perpetual state of war. Those are the guys where there's no draft. Those are the guys that are constantly enlisting, the ones that have that machismo and that brave, you know, spirit. You're eradicating that class of people.
What I mean, the psychopaths at the top,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are arranging all those wars.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
I think maybe there should be a certain genetic cull happening in the herd of human beings, that those that are the most dangerous and the most harmful to society, you know, that their bloodlines are getting phased out.
Yeah, one of my favorite examples is the Kennedy family, you know, Joe Kennedy's defection from what you might popularly refer to as the Illuminati, so to speak, and what happened to the Kennedy family subsequently. I mean, they were snuffed out, so.
Yeah, as I say, it's mostly the wrong people that are getting snuffed out.
Uh-huh, exactly. And, you know, people that wonder, I mean, for anybody, I know that folks that listen to this network and this broadcast know that, you know, these things are real. But for folks that might be questioning, you know, is there really, is that kind of effort really happening? Are there really people who do these kinds of things, you know, that you're talking about on maybe a global scale even? And Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, is one of my favorite resources on that. Quigley was among other things, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, a macro historian and professor par excellence. But Amazon.com lists Quigley's book description as this: Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. That is what you said, and it's a book description right on Amazon. And this is a very highly regarded Georgetown University professor that wrote this book. So, you know, I'm validating what you're saying there. And
there is something else that might help fill in some of the blanks. Mm-hmm. I came across a speech Benjamin Friedman gave in 1961
mm-hmm.
at the Willard Hotel. I think it was in San Francisco. And when I was reading it, I thought, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you know, it contains a lot of valuable information. Benjamin Friedman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard that.
He alluded to this, you know, behind the scene, the one who pulled the strings on the puppet.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, speaking of that, the more things change, the more they stay the same. My favorite quote on that is from Aldous Huxley, when he said the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consist in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes, and yet everything is completely different.
You know, look, the last few days, now we got the internet, and in the archive, I came across the speeches of Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's pick that up on the other side of the break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with more right after this short break.
Tired of being lied to? Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, and today's broadcast is centered around the subject matter of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act. And we have Warner in New Brunswick on the line with us still, and you were about to make a point about a hit.
I try to be unbiased. And when I had the chance a few days ago, when I was coming across some of the original audios of his speeches in front of the parliament and so, I was listening very careful. And incidentally,
you're talking about speeches from Hitler.
Yeah, the translation. Uh-huh. Yeah, the English translations. They're underneath. They're written underneath. And as I say, I start looking at things on in a kind of a different light than what we over there in Germany, when I was growing up there, what we were being told, because our media was being controlled by the Allies, and what people in North America have been told.
That term you use loosely, right? Now, at this point, maybe the term ally is used a little more loosely, anyway.
Well, anyway, but earlier in the show you mentioned there about power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yes, Lord Acton.
The ones in power, the ones at the top, they have to depend on their team, you know, the different agencies of the government.
Right.
And they can get misled, too. You know, what
absolutely.
There are just only a few administrations ago, you know, the Secret Service, CIA, and all the different branches of government, they wouldn't tell the military, they don't tell the president everything he ought to know in order to make a proper decision. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this was one of the pitfalls there, you know. But when you said about, I remember there, one ruler that was in Germany there, Frederick the Great, he was an authoritarian ruler. He had power over the life and death of his subjects and so. And at the same time, there was Louis the 14th, the Sun King in France. Frederick the Great, his motto was, I am the first servant of my state, of my people, you know.
Yeah.
And Louis XIV, his motto was, I am the state, you know, and his empire was only to be there to be used for the gratification of himself and his inner clique, you know.
There
are two differences between a, call it at the time, they called it absolute monarchy, now they call it a dictatorship, you know.
Exactly.
And what is the mindset of the one that is at the head of the state, you know?
Absolutely. These are interesting times for sure. Werner, I appreciate your call as always. Thank you for your contribution. I appreciate it. Well, that concludes our broadcast today, folks. The Roman satirist, first century satirist Juvenal, the man who coined the term bread and circus, said, quis custodiet ipsos custodes, who will guard the guards? And that is, I think, the question we need to ask ourselves today. Frederick Bastiat, the author of The Law, wrote, the worst thing that can happen to a good cause is not to be skillfully attacked, but to be ineptly defended. Let's defend the cause rightly. It's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Gold. Ever.